Hey, Willie.
Hey, how are you?
Real good. Hey, if you got something to start with, say a few words, and then we'll let the reporters ask you some questions, all right?
All right, yeah. I just want to thank the Vikings for believing in me, believing in my potential, and just giving me the opportunity. And I just want to thank them first. And I'm just so happy. It's just surreal, the feeling right now, and I'm just so happy right now. I can't even explain the feeling.
Willie started every game at left tackle at Western Michigan, but down at the Senior Bowl, they moved you around at left tackle and guard. Do you have an inkling where the Vikings want to use you at when you get in here?
No, I'm not sure, but like at the Senior Bowl, I saw my versatility, so wherever they put me on the offensive line, I will be good.
Whose decision was it to put you to guard? Was it yours, or was there somebody giving you advice saying that that would showcase you a little better?
Can you say that again?
Was it your choice to play guard at the Senior Bowl, or were you getting advice that maybe that would help your draft stock if they saw some versatility in you?
No, it wasn't nothing to help my draft stock. It was just where teams wanted me to play at, and to see, you know, what best fits their system, and I just showed my versatility there. It wasn't on intentionally to try to boost my draft stock. It was just me doing that because that's what a lot of teams wanted to see.
Willie, do you have much communication with the Vikings in the pre-draft process?
No, I actually did not. I only talked with them at the combine. We had a formal interview, and that was it.
You were initially recruited to Illinois as a defensive lineman, I think. Is that something that you were committed to before you ended up playing offensive line for Western Michigan?
Yes, it was. I was committed to them, but they end up over-signing too many players, and Weston was always there, and they gave me the opportunity. I'm happy that they did.
What was your reaction when you got the news from Illinois that they were rescinding the scholarship?
It was hurtful. You know, growing up, just a huge Big Ten fan. That was a dream of mine, to play in a Big Ten, and when they told me that, it was hurtful. But I'm a big faith guy, and just prayed on it, and God got me through it.
Now, with your family in the Detroit area, any problem with you going to the Vikings?
No, none at all. I'm not a Lions fan anymore. I'm a Vikings fan. I'm a Vikings guy.
Do you know any players on the Vikings? Any familiarity with any of the guys? Ever met any of them?
I think you're too far away.
No, I actually don't.
What do you think the biggest challenge to transitioning to the NFL is going to be for you?
Well, I know at the next level, a lot of guys are much bigger and stronger. So just for me to get stronger and bigger and just pick up on things and stuff, becoming a student of the game and just learning and just picking up a lot of stuff.
What do you know about the coaching staff you're going to be working with, not just Mike Zimmer, but Norv Turner and Tony Sperano, your offensive line coach?
They're all awesome guys. I got a chance to meet with my offensive line coach at the combine and Senior Bowl. He's an awesome dude. I can't wait to get to work for him.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.